What we want to talk about is that under the guidance of the World Economic Forum and their crazy sustainable development goals that they have established for nations around the world, under the guise of we're going to save the planet myth, the global warming hoax, they want us to eat bugs. Yes, that's right. Eat insects to supplement for our protein. Since they're going to take away our meat, they want us to eat bugs. It's the most crazy thing you could possibly imagine. But these people are so evil, so wicked, that they want us to eat only what animals eat. They see us as animals. And so they're going to hurt the human population by trying to change our diet that God has established. If you recall, God told Noah that all the animals are available to eat. Even Jesus said in the Gospels that he declared all food is clean. And even the Apostle Paul warned Timothy that in the latter days, they're going to start restricting what we can eat. And I think that time is now. Let's talk about that today and what the intention is for the globalists and why they want to do this to us. So the World Economic Forum and its crazy goals for all the nations and people around the world is for humans to eat with sustainability in mind. There's that key word, sustainability. And sustainability is tied to the global warming hoax of saving the planet, right? And their idea, there's too many humans on the planet, we're giving off too many carbon emissions, and now they want to obviously eliminate meat. They've been talking about this for a long time because, you know, the cow burps and the cow flatulence is creating greenhouse effects and making things warmer. And plus, it's not sustainable, you know, for the ecological environment because of how much water cows consume and other animals like that, the inhumane cruelty that's done to animals, and all the reasoning, okay? But basically, they want to eliminate meat. And they want to replace meat and supplement our diets with eating insects. Yeah, that's right. So watch this video. It'll tell you all what they want to do. So what's behind all of this? As you see in the video, they're pushing this. Well, according to Natural News by an author by the name of Ethan Huff, he makes several observations that I think is worth noting as we try to understand all of this. He states in an article that with the global warming propaganda, and it's true, it is propaganda, which has infiltrated Western schools and reprogrammed an entire generation into fearing things like carbon dioxide, right? They've turned it into a poison, right? It's now being used to eliminate meat and other life-sustaining foods. Now, like he says, under the guise of the health food industry, some of these food corporations are buying into this and are pushing this, okay? They have already begun to quietly add cricket flour. Yes, cricket flour. How gross is that? And other insect-based ingredients to products labeled sustainable and nutritious. It's insane, right? Huff goes on in this article and he cites that one company called Actually Foods is now selling a cheddar cheese puff product that contains organic cricket flour in the puff ingredients. I mean, just sick. The product, which comes from Canada, is labeled using the terms nutritious, sustainable, delicious. Yeah, right. Their caption reads, Actually Foods is on a mission to renew Canadians' relationship with healthy food. Crickets are healthy food? Insects are healthy food? Are you out of your mind? And they go on to say, we've ditched the so-called natural ingredients that are actually not as clean as they claim. Instead, we're making something you can feel good about. Feeling good about eating crickets? Are you out of your mind? Using unexpected ingredients that, although surprising, actually boost the health benefits you're looking for. Like high-protein cricket powder, fava bean, and more. High-protein cricket flour. Are you out of your minds? Anyway, it goes on to say the cheddar cheese puff products from Actually Foods is also branded as being high in protein because it is powered by crickets. The suggestion being that the crickets are a superfood? Yeah, really, a superfood. It's touted as nutritious. And they say when it comes to nutrition, we've got nothing to hide. Our superfoods pack protein, vitamins, prebiotics, and more to make our snacks seriously healthy without excessive ingredients. And then they say sustainable. We prioritize the planet just as much as we do our health. Our superfoods produce less emissions and waste than traditional health foods, so they're an easy choice for the eco-friendly eaters. And then they add they're delicious. Think about this. With delicious flavors, you know, and love, we're making healthy snacks that you'll actually crave. Really, you'll crave eating insects. It's nuts. So anyway, Ethan Huff in this article in Natural News goes on to point out, it turns out that Entomo Farms, the parent company of Actually Foods, is on a mission to make cricket-based foods the first choice for individuals interested in so-called high-quality, sustainable protein. The company offers an entire line of products with cricket ingredients, including cricket protein powder and whole roasted crickets. Yuck. Both in regular and organic. Then you have another company, Exoprotein Savory Meal Bar, is another food product that contains cricket flour as a protein source. Also, another competitor, Snowpiercer, likewise offers a cricket protein bar that is marketed as a health food product. Anyway, Ethan Huff points out another creepy brand called Human Improvement. Human Improvement. The branding of which is reminiscent of the film Soylent Green offers a cricket-based protein that contains crazy fiber and other unique ingredients. The company claims that its insect powder is actual whole food that is great for muscle and does not cause bloat. It aims to be a replacement for whey protein from goats and cows. Huff continues to point out another food manufacturer, Hoppy Planet Foods, and their chocolate chirp cookies. Yeah, chocolate chirp cookies, which are labeled on the front of the package as containing 3X protein, three times the protein, compared to regular chocolate chip cookies. What is not apparent from the front of the package is the fact that the chocolate chirp cookies contain cricket ingredients that are not prominent upon first glance when you look at it. This is one of the more deceptive brands that appear to be trying to hide cricket ingredients from their customers. Robert's Bakery in the United Kingdom also offers cricket-based loaf bread that contains dried ground-up cricket carcasses in its flour. Yeah, the result is a lovely, tasty loaf with a crunchy finish. Now that's gross. Huff continues and says that crickets are also now on the menu at some public schools in Wales, another country that has been co-opted by the globalists from the World Economic Forum, which is behind the cricket push. In another article by Huff on Natural News, he reports that, as promised, the global elite are unveiling their new meatless food systems for the peons, starting with school children in the United Kingdom. A new pilot program in Wales has replaced all meat on school lunch plates with plant-based and insect-based alternatives, including spaghetti with beetle bologna. Yuck. Huff notes that crickets and mealworms make up a bulk of the food items now being fed to the Wales school children, which are being treated like animals rather than humans. Who feeds kids insects? Who thinks that's okay? It's insane. Instead of getting human food, these children are now consuming items better fit for chickens and reptiles. And he's right. Huff is totally right on that. Again, what's the point here, though? It all centers around, as Huff notes, a new sustainable model of food production that deprives ordinary people of access to the things that people have eaten since the beginning of time. And he's right. It is a deprivation to take away protein and give people insects to eat for protein. And there's a reason behind this deprivation. As Huff notes, the New World Order food system will only allow non-meat alternatives such as soy patties, cricket lasagna, and other abominations, as decreed and dictated by those at the top of the pyramid who will never eat the same garbage themselves. And that's true. They're going to have the access to the good items while all of us will be eating insects. In another article reported by Rare Foundation USA, Rare means rise, align, ignite, reclaim, they talk about the same situation that's going on in the UK with giving these children insects to eat. And they mention this, that globalists intend to motivate students and parents to get away from meat to protect the climate. And in addition, they hope to brainwash 5 to 11-year-old students with the environmental lies to control their food source choices. Now, it goes on to say in the article, the World Economic Forum consistently publishes alarming propaganda videos highlighting what life would be like after the Great Reset. And so the globalists' radical plan to remake the global economy in the post-pandemic world includes this getting off of meat and getting onto insects. And they go on to say, as previously reported at Rare Foundation USA, the unelected self-anointed global elitists at the World Economic Forum have fought for years for Westerners to eat bugs. And as Rare reports, many of these plant-based foods or insect-based foods are little more than genetically engineered GMO fake foods posing as quote-unquote natural. These so-called foods are highly toxic and do not provide the same level of nutrition. You're not going to, and they're right, you're not going to get the level of nutrition as eating chicken or steak or beef or whatever than eating a cricket. And these bugs are toxic. And the article continues on and says not only that, but large corporations now are generating billions of dollars in new profits from the government-sponsored food campaigns that will continue to transition humanity away from real foods and straight into a new plant-based and now insect-based, meatless, soylent reality. That's where they're going with this. The article from Rare USA goes on to say, 2 years ago, the European Union classified insects as novel foods. Rare further explains, in other words, the preparations for insect food have been underway for a long time now. And as a result, edible insects are increasingly sold across the EU. It's becoming the norm, right? They're trying to make it normalized. Rare goes on to say in the article that the UK Food Safety Authority has allowed trade in edible insects in supermarkets and retailers starting back in June, with full approval expected next year. So evaluation is currently underway for crickets for human consumption. Mealworms are also to be expected to be submitted soon, to be approved. The rare article goes on to quote the World Economic Forum in an article they published last year, and they said, quote, the world's population will reach 9.7 billion people by 2050. This means that despite only 4% of arable land remaining available on the surface of our planet, an additional 2 billion more humans will have to be fed. And according to the World Economic Forum, in order to address this impending crisis, world experts and leaders will meet this autumn at the UN Food Summit and then the COP26. And it goes on to say, often overlooked in these discussions is the potential role insects can play in helping meet this challenge. So keep this in mind. People like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the rest of these global elites, the global elites in your country where you're watching, they're not going to eat insects. It's you and I, the plebs, the peons. The little guys, we're all going to eat it. The mass of humanity is going to eat it. That's where they're going with this. And again, all this is about is control. Okay? This is all about control. It's not about sustainable development. That's a myth. It's a myth of global warming. It's not about that. They understand if you're going to control the entire world population, you have to control food, and you have to control meat, which provides proteins for humans. And in order to make humans more docile and weak, you take away the protein. Furthermore, by giving people insects, you're upping the ante for diseases and all kinds of weird stuff that can happen. For instance, according to Healthline.com, some researchers caution that insects such as crickets may act as carriers of pathogens that could infect humans and animals. In a 2019 study, researchers analyzed insect samples from 300 household insect farms and pet stores in Central Europe, including 75 cricket farms. Well, guess what? The study found parasites in more than 81% of the insect farms. In 30% of those cases, the researchers found parasites that could potentially cause disease in humans. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think they know that? Of course they know that. So part of the thing is not only to weaken humanity and control humanity, but the possibility of killing thousands and thousands of people who are eating insects that have parasites that'll kill them and make them sick. This is part of the depopulation, right? This is to make people weak and sick and kill people off. That's all this is about. And the articles are right. The globalists have been planning this for years. In an essay published in 2008, the UN Chronicle, okay, the UN Chronicle says it's the magazine for the United Nations. Well, it had an article entitled, guess what, in 2008, Benefits of World Hunger. It's unbelievable they would write an article like this, right? And of course, it got a lot of heat and was recently taken down. But anyway, you can go to archives.org and you can pull these old things that they had on websites and you can pull them back up through archives.org. Anyway, when you pull up the essay from 2008, it was written by a professor, George Kent of the University of Hawaii. And he goes on to say in the article, quote, hunger has great positive value to many people. Indeed, it is fundamental to the working of the world's economy. Hungry people are the most productive people, especially where there is a need for manual labor. And he continues on in the article and says, more importantly, how many of us would sell our services so cheaply if it were not for the threat of hunger? For those of us at the high end of the social ladder, ending hunger globally would be a disaster, he says. Yeah. He goes on to say, if there were no hunger in the world, who would plow the fields? Who would harvest our vegetables? Who would work in the rendering plants? Who would clean our toilets? We would have to produce our own food and clean our own toilets. No wonder people at the high end are not rushing to solve the hunger problem. For many of us, hunger is not a problem, but an asset. Can you believe he said that? Yes, and that was on the United Nations magazine website. And of course, they were hammered for saying those things, right? So they pulled the article and they said, oh, you guys took us all wrong. It was a big joke. It was satire. Huh. No, it was not. Because recently, the author, George Kent, was recently interviewed by MRC Newsbusters on July 6, 2022. And he said, according to the author, quote, the UN article is most definitely not satire, but intended to be provocative. And so Kent directly debunked the UN's claims in an email to Newsbusters. He said, quote, I never intended it as satire, and I did not hope that it would be read as praise for hunger. He goes, my main point was and still is that some people benefit from the existence of hunger in the world. He goes, this helps to explain why hunger is so persistent in many places. He's honest and he's telling you they want hunger. It benefits them. So that's why he's wanting to point out in that article, which they took down, that rich people benefit from hunger. That results in cheap labor. So, and cheap labor results from hunger. So basically that hunger makes people slaves. And he goes on to say, people at the high end are not rushing to solve hunger problem. For many of us, hunger is not a problem, but an asset. So you see, it's to the globalist's benefit to make everybody poor and to make everybody hungry, because then we will turn into slaves. And thus, you can control a slave. That's what's happening. So the globalists are intentionally destroying the food supply to create scarcity, and so to give them control over people and make them slaves. That's why they're attacking private farming. That's why they're eliminating nitrogen fertilizer, which basically comes from natural gas. They're eliminating pesticides. They're controlling water for farmers. They're removing private ownership of farmland and private farming and having it basically controlled by the government, where they have a public-private partnership with corporations, giant corporations, who will then comply with sustainable goals and ESG scores. And while the private farmers kicked out of the whole situation, this is why they're targeting fossil fuels, right? So they can end the fossil fuels and make transportation more expensive, make trucking more expensive, make supply chains more expensive, so that your food prices go up and become scarce and you can't afford food. This is all to control people. And the World Economic Forum and the UN and the World Health Organization and the Biden administration, or whatever government you're under, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, the Western world, Europe, or wherever, South Africa, wherever you're at, or, you know, Africa, wherever, Russia, wherever you're at, the governments of the world are using this. Even China is using this to some degree. Now, China's not going green, but they are following the World Economic Forum in the sense that just print more money. Just print more money. And then build with that fake money that you print. So China is even on board on this. In fact, China's tied into the World Economic Forum. Well, anyway, these countries that we're part of, all of us out there, Canada, America, wherever you're at, are complying with this. And so according to Climate Depot founder Mark Morano, he makes a good point when he says they seek to rule humanity with an iron bureaucratic fist and wish to keep the masses poor, tired, and hungry. He's right. And he points out that as of July 2022, the UN report actually reported that 2.3 billion people are severely or moderately hungry. And that's according to the stats of 2021. Anyway, so they're trying to use this tactic of scarcity and creating hunger so they can dominate in their bureaucracies. And you know what? No one is stopping them. The governments of the world are under the delusion that the green dragon needs to be promoted, and they're just following in line. So what are you and I to do? Well, first of all, you need to understand this points in the direction of scripture in prophecy. It points to the third seal. Think about this in Revelation 6, verse 5. When he opened the third seal, I heard a third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." And what is this last phrase about? Okay, the whole seal is about starvation, famine, right? And that last phrase, "a quart of wheat for a denarius," it will take, you know, basically a full day's work to get one meal, is what it's saying. And so everybody on the planet will be starving to death, basically, okay? So global famine, which is starting now to be set up. But notice what it says, "and do not harm the oil and the wine." Harming the oil and wine has to do with rich people, because in the ancient world, rich people are the ones who had the olive groves and the vineyards. And so when it says, "do not harm the oil and wine," is that basically the way you interpret that is that the rich elite, the globalists, as we call them, will have access to all the foods and will be able to do fine dining. They'll have the ability to eat steak and chicken and whatnot, while we're over here eating bread that's made out of crickets, eating bugs and insects just to stay alive. Now, thank God we won't be in the tribulation, right? But what I'm saying is the setup is starting to happen now. They're going to be pushing insects on us. What can we do? Well, we got to resist this. Do not compromise in eating insects. Because like I say, the reports are saying these things can cause diseases. They have parasites. And you can get sick and maybe die, perhaps, from eating these parasites that are on the insects. And plus, they say, oh, it's good for digestion. I've heard reports, and again, I can't verify a lot of this because I'm not a medical doctor, but the exoskeletons of these insects have chitosans in them, and that actually hurts people. It hurts their bodies. Acts like a poison. You know, so don't do this. Don't eat insects. That's for fish and reptiles and other animals like that. We're not animals. So be careful about this. Also, warn people about not to do this. It's not a gimmick. It's not a trick. It's not a fad. Don't do this. It's going to make sick. Everything they do makes us sick. You know, so think about that when you're trying to warn people about this and tell people where this goes.